This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Action War.
The poets tell how a poncho fell. He left his living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do.
Here's Merle Haggard.
And now.
And now he's growing old.
BBC, I got this off Paul's Twitter at Prison Planet, because all over BBC programs now, they're going like Roman history, British history, you name it, Russian history, and showing about a third of the people to half the people being black. I'm not against any black people, but don't show me a history about the Zulus or something and then, you know, sit there and show me a bunch of white dudes, you know, in the Zulu tribe. Or a show about Japanese, and you know, and it's like a bunch of black guys or white guys. I mean, this is just mental illness. It shows Victorian England. There's like Asians, black people everywhere. They're showing cartoons where the Romans are black. Hell, show Neil Armstrong, Chuck Yeager, make him black. I mean, it's like we can't have whites having, you know, any success. Because that's racist. It's mental illness. It's ridiculous. Yeah, make a movie about Aztec pyramid builders. Have some black dudes up there. It'd be like saying, don't show Obama as black. Show him as a white guy because you want to. It's weird. And it's getting worse. Josh and then Bretta. Actually, Bretta's been holding on. Bretta, thanks for holding from Florida. You're on the air.
Alex and all the InfoWars, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Woo!
Thank God. Literally, I have waited, and I'm a very patient man, and I'm a man of God, and I'm a man of Christ, and I believe that we can look at how Christ has handled insanity and people that have completely lost their minds. When he says,
come out of them, Satan. We are legion. And then the pigs all run off the edge of the cliff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm convinced if Christ went to an Antifa event and said, legion, out of them, they would all run screaming off the cliff.
These people that, and we need to forget, honestly, we need to try to leave religion and the politics out of this. I think these people are really trying to look, and I'm talking about Antifa and the alt left. They're really seeking for answers, and the real answers is in the info war. I mean, it's proven fact that people, you know, the truth hurts, but when Jesus went into the temples and kicked over the, you know, the table, and I mean, it's all a story that aligns with what is happening now, and these people really, you know, as much as, you know, whatever, left, right, it doesn't matter. Even, and most of them are atheists and Zionists. You know, they believe that they're a God and they're part of this huge, big Godhead and all that. I'm telling you, these people are there. That's the point they're at. They just need the real information and they need to, you know, they are.
Well, I'll tell this. I mean, I'll tell the globalists this. If they're looking for enlightenment understanding, you know, the way of liberty is the way to go. What they're bringing in, this authoritarian system, is just a personal, delusional power trip that's a lie. And so I would have to agree with you, Brett. Thank you. Josh, I'm going to ride shotgun. Let's bring in Owen Schroyer right now to co-host with me with Jack Posobiec. Mike Cernovich is going to be popping in and a lot more as we continue with your phone call straight ahead, 800-259-9231. We're now into hour number four. Stay with us. So, by the way, Owen launches his new show next Wednesday, 3 p.m.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Alex Jones here, overlapping into the fourth hour, which is always a great, not even after show, but just whatever the latest is breaking with a whole roundtable discussion, a prototype. All the new broadcasts we're launching with David Knight now, his first week complete, doing a great job, 2 weeks now, and that is, of course, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Until I come on at 11 a.m. Central. Now, starting next Wednesday, we're going to kick off your inaugural transmission, and it's going to be a big roundtable discussion and very powerful, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, and then just more is going to get added. We've got a few more callers I'm going to hit. Jack Posobiec is here with us, but a lot of good news is happening. Bad news for folks down at the hurricane, gas shortages, some dead folks. The death tolls are like 15 now. But to see folks come together was really great. It just flies in the face of the media and Hollywood and this total division they've been pushing to put all the minorities under their globalist control and then to submit whites to globalist control as well. That's blowing up. But Putin's come out and warns North Korea's situation on the verge of large-scale conflict, close quote. That is really big news. So I want to ask Jack Posobiec before we go to these calls, Anno and Schroyer, as the Wolf says in one of the good films that Quentin Tarantino's put out, Pulp Fiction, when I say good, it's very entertaining, you know, when I think they've gotten home safe. He says, let's not start celebrating a little too much here. He says it a different way. What should we be worried about right now? Because we're in the thick of battle. Every time it looks like we're going to lose, things turn around. Gosh, Hurricane Harvey, we're sad it happened, but God sent. Owen, what are you most concerned about?
It's funny that you mentioned that. I actually think, Alex, that right now, obviously, the political left is getting more violent. The FBI, Department of Homeland Security, is starting to step in there. The coup against President Trump that we've been talking about, you've been talking about since he was elected. More people are pointing attention, calling attention to that.
Well, we better. They're on TV saying they're getting ready to do it. But and then we're not supposed to be kooky and say they're saying it. Of course it's extreme and crazy. They're saying it. I'm not saying it. They're saying it.
I got to be honest with you, though, Alex. With all of this madness going on, I think the big story, actually, that's going to end up being here in the next 2 weeks, I think Hurricane Irma is going to devastate America again.
Yeah, if you show the tracks, most of them go across southern Florida, right into the Gulf of the hot water, and right into Louisiana or Texas again.
So there is a chance that Hurricane Irma can come up and hit the exact same spot that Hurricane Harvey hit. Now, it could go up the East Coast higher. It could end up staying south. But right now, there is a chance. And so with all this madness going on, I think what we're going to see again, just like we saw with Hurricane Harvey, America's going to come together. America's going to show its true colors. All races, all colors.
Because remember what they did with Bush, and he kind of let him manipulate him. And then with Obama, would just ignore the hurricanes because he didn't want unity. That's why he wouldn't go do it.
Golf game.
But with Trump, with Bush, they just attacked it, and then the Fed sabotaged it. But then with Obama, he just wouldn't even show up because he didn't want to have the unity. And now we know they're so scared of the unity.
And it shows, and you have the powerful images, the powerful videos.
Guys, show Irma's track. Just go to the National NOAA Weather Oceanographic Deal and then show possible tracks. So that's where it currently is. And where it's going to be, but let's show, just search engine at NOAA, it's possible tracks. Because there you go, a lot of the tracks go up the East Coast, which we hope it does, up into the middle of the North Atlantic. But a lot of them go right into Florida, right into South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. But a lot of the tracks have it going right into Mississippi, Louisiana, or possibly into Texas again.
So what happens? You have leftists and Trump haters complain Donald Trump didn't give enough money to Hurricane Harvey. He donates $1 million of his personal money to Hurricane Harvey, and people go online on Twitter and they complain, oh, why didn't he give more? He could have done more.
Even though liberals are 9 times more likely, according to major Canadian and British studies,
they don't give
to not money. Give money. It's crazy. The studies found the same numbers.
They give no money to Harvey, and then you have CNN who goes,
No. Linda Sorcerer gets the money and directs it to her liberal groups that none of it to aid.
I can't even.
So, you know, what's worse than big churches not opening their doors? Well, it's actually taking money and not giving it to them. That's why I didn't even do aid stuff, because I don't even know how to get the money and then get it to the right group. I don't even want to touch it.
It has to be direct. The direct aid is usually the best to go. But then you have
we sent trucks down. We sent crew down.
Yeah, exactly. But then so what does CNN do? CNN goes out. They stick a microphone in this woman who's hungry. She's got her kid. They're wet. And what happens? CNN gets completely rebuked. This woman's like, why do you have a camera in my face? Get that microphone out.
She's in line freezing, wanting food after days.
So unfortunately, Alex, even though we've got all of this madness, all this political madness, all this chaos, the constant news cycle, every day it's something, we're trying to keep our finger on the pulse. I think, again, God is going to remind us that we are still ants on his planet.
Well, Martin Luther King exactly said, "Just the universe bends towards justice." Jack Posobiec, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But since we have so much positive news, we should probably look at, where do you think the enemy is going to strike back?
Well, Alex, they're going to continue with this deep state stuff. The Comey is their end game. They're going to have Comey bring out some completely trumped up charges, pun not intended, but there you go, on President Trump. They're going to use this to go after him. They're going to be shaping our intelligence assessments, and they're using that to filter the information that's getting to Trump. So that's why one of the big stories that I was breaking today on my blog that I put out is that there is a new group, believe it or not, of veterans, of intelligence agents, of law enforcement agents, people that were essentially members of the deep state, but these were white hats, not black hats. They were patriots that formed together that said, we were going after our enemy, we're going after the terrorists. 2015, the New York Times reported this stuff. 50 of them spoke forward and said Obama is shaping and distorting the intelligence assessments on ISIS to make
a... We already saw the real deep state 5 years ago refuse to be Al-Qaeda, ISIS's Air Force,
right,
and make a deal with Russia to take them out. So when they say there's Russian collusion, the real collusion is with our military and the Russians taking out radical jihadis.
Exactly. And so this new task force is stepping forward and saying, enough is enough. We see how you're trying to shape the assessments. We see how you're trying to shape the information that's getting to President Trump, that's getting to these senior leaders. And then Trump goes and gives a speech and people are saying, what's he talking about? Because he's not getting the real intel. So they're working forward. And I'm not able to give out any specific names just yet, but in the coming weeks, we're going to have more on this as they come forward, and it's going to be whistleblowers. They're going to be doing it in a legal way that involves attorney-client privilege, so they're not going to be giving away classified information, but they're going to tell the truth about what's actually going on the battlefield and the fact that the senior leaders are not giving Trump the information that he actually needs.
That's right. They're trying to protect. They're trying to still protect Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, this has been going on. Perfect example. It goes all the way back to the Clinton years when they were trying to prop up Al-Qaeda, and this goes back to the CIA's original support for Al-Qaeda against the Soviet Union in the 1970s and the early 1980s when they were in Afghanistan, the Mujahideen, the fact that CIA and agency assets were fully behind that, the fact that bin Laden essentially was funded by these same organizations. Now, these are people that are patriots that are stepping forward and saying enough.
People like Colonel Schaefer, who did it day one when they wouldn't let him kill him. Now, Schaefer was on yesterday, and he said, look, Alex is being a bit dramatic, but he stands by it. They try to kill Trump. Our enemies worldwide will move against us. The deep state needs to think about that. But most of the deep state is just patriots is against what's happening. People need to understand that. But we'll put Colonel Schaefer's tweet up where he retweeted where I said, emergency, Colonel Schaefer confirms treasonous plan to assassinate Trump. Well, he did agree on the video. There's a plan. Hell, they're on TV saying it. I'm not the radical saying it. It sounds radical when I report it, but I'm simply reporting that reality is stranger than fiction, Jack. So we've got to point out that they're trying to organize the coup in public as a confidence game. Why do you think they're being so bold?
Alex, they're being so bold because they live in a bubble. They live in an information bubble. And this is actually something that we can use to our advantage. Because in their information bubble, they still think that they can have the power and influence over the American people, over the narrative, and over the information environment that they used to enjoy.
So they're narcissist power trip, yes, men, that were given their power by other kleptocrats, and they're actually a bunch of delusional losers.
Yes. They think that if they say it's so, they can say it's so. They think if they say, well, Trump is evil, we have to get rid of Trump, we have to get rid of Trump, that people are just going to nod their heads, go along with it. Back Dan Rather, exactly as you pointed out earlier, the crazy stuff that he's been saying. This is a guy who's been convicted,
found guilty of putting out fake info.
Yeah, the fake info, the fake documents that he put out during the Bush time, right before the election.
Yeah, he produced fake documents.
And reported it.
Let's go ahead and hear from Mr. Prunes. Well, talk about a guy full of prunes. Dan Rather saying Trump scared. Again, trying to prop up confidence in the faltering Democratic Party that they're winning. Tokyo Rose, 1945, the Japanese have defeated America. They dropped A-bombs on Los Angeles and on D.C. The Japanese won World War II. Dan Rather reports. Here it is.
Donald Trump is afraid. He's trying to exude power and strength. He's afraid of something that Mueller and the prosecutors are going to find out. And what you're seeing time after time is a president who is within himself seized with fear. And that's going to be, you know, a political hurricane is out there at sea for him. We'll call it Hurricane Vladimir, if you will.
Now, he's got Hurricane Alzheimer's, Dan Rather does. Again, Mueller says, oh, he might have a letter that Trump was going to send to Comey, but didn't, like it's some secret dirt. Oh, a letter that his lawyer said don't send, saying you're full of crap on Russia. Drop it. The president's allowed to tell the FBI director to do that. He's the president. If you don't like it, impeach him or don't vote for him again. They're acting like the president, you know, oh my gosh, he met with Russians at the White House. It's illegal. Oh my God. He waved at Putin across the table at a G20. He even drank a glass of ice water.
Well,
they saw Trump have a hamburger.
Meanwhile, though, on the other side of the aisle, it turns out that Comey was actually colluding with Hillary Clinton and dropped that investigation before he properly did it.
Oh, but there's no special counsel for that. And then you've got
right.
Maxine Waters saying, we've got our Mueller. He's going to get him. I mean, she's saying he's their lapdog.
But you know what the truth is about Dan Rather's comments that he just made, Alex? They are the ones that are scared.
Get the break.
It's the spirit cookers that are the ones that are scared. It's the Hillary.
And let's say it. They're a bunch of weirdo wimps that have been looking for power their whole lives.
And they're about to run out. They're about to run out of power. And that's why they're scared, Alex.
That's why they're con gaming going, we're confident. We're winning. We're going to get rid of Trump and Pence. We're going to get rid of all the red states. We're going to arrest them all. They're all Nazis. We're going to kill them. Jack the Subic.
They are getting hit right now by Hurricane Trump in Washington, yep. D.C. And what you're seeing on the political side is the Trump hurricane is coming at them and is completely uprooting all of this. You know, Scott Adams, who's somebody I listen to a lot, he said Trump is a builder. And right now we're in the demolition phase. And that's phase one. Phase one of any construction project is you've got to.
And by the way, just getting rid of the regulations that were only meant to shut us down. 3.0. You can never do that. He did it in 7 months, untold. I'm not going to go through the accomplishments, Jack. They're unbelievable. But you watch CNN, he says no accomplishments. Did nothing.
Yeah, they'll say he's never done anything. You show that list of accomplishments that people have made. They've made an entire list.
Well, then they say, oh, his daddy gave him everything. How about he won the presidency as an underdog? How about he got $4 trillion in the stock market? How about $400 billion and 1.6 million new jobs? How about new great job numbers today? How about 69% reduction in illegals coming across? How about carbon taxes killed? How about NAFTA and GATT being renegotiated? How about over 1,000 new companies coming back to the United States? How about political correctness? Yeah, and they're standing in the way of our tax cuts and repealing Obamacare. We'll have 6% growth rates, they estimate, if they take those balls and chains off us. The boat is tied up to the dock. Trump has us on the boat dragging the dock behind us. And he's trying to hack the chains, and there's little gremlins like
Mueller.
And Mueller, little goblins,
Chuck,
biting at his neck and stuff. What do we do, Pasovic?
Little ship, the ship head. Yeah, we've got to stand by Trump. And we also have to make sure that we're getting the information to him that he needs in every way possible by coming up here, by sharing hashtags, by sharing memes on social media. Social media is a two-way conversation with President Trump. He goes on there. He goes on there on his phone, and they're checking on his phone when his phone calls. They're trying to censor the information that's been given to him. But when he has the information, when the president is given the information of the actual facts of the situation, he inevitably makes the right.
And they admit there is an informational coup. You know, the term has been used, house arrest, but I think informational coup against the president and informational kidnapping has been taking place, Jack.
I would have been so shocked. So when the events of Charlottesville happened, the deplorable, horrible events of Charlottesville happened, Trump was in Trump Tower. He was able to investigate what was going on his own. Had he been in the White House, they would have given him lie after lie, distorted everything, and made him do exactly what they wanted him to do. Instead, he had the full benefit of all the information that was out there on the table and was able to make his own decision into what he was going to say and the statement he was going to make. And he's been proven, 2 weeks later, that he was 100% correct in condemning both sides. And now all of the media is suddenly admitting, oh, yeah, Antifa is violent. That's true. They actually were violent.
Yeah, huge victory. Everything reversed. Their whole giant hoax of 3 weeks reversed. Glenn Beck going bankrupt, collapsing. Total Benedict Arnold. We're just having victory, victory, victory. Again, Glenn Beck was the canary or the weasel in the hen house. They thought they could send him in to kill a bunch of chickens. It didn't work. Yeah. I mean, everything they're doing, they're coming up zeros.
And
they're coming up snake eyes. They're coming up zip.
All the bigots in Texas are just helping one another out no matter what. You know, so there's all the bigots in Texas that voted for Trump. So everything they've said has been proven wrong.
I don't understand. Why are all these people in Texas trying to help each other? I thought we were told that Americans hated each other.
Yeah, can we show Paul Watson's article about why liberals are triggered by Hurricane Harvey? Just there's hundreds and hundreds of photos and videos of everybody of every skin color, all the human race, helping each other, Jack.
Yeah, well, show me a video of any American down there in Texas saying, I'm not going to help that person because of their skin color. It doesn't exist.
Oh, actually, you have Linda Sarsour saying, don't donate to white groups.
Yeah, yeah. Only the left is saying, don't help white people. I'm sorry, yeah.
There you go. I stand.
Yeah, so you're wrong, Jack.
Jack, see, I knew it. We got it.
Right,
we got Jack.
Right.
We got
fake news.
You got me on one. You got me once. Linda Sarsour. Darn you, Linda Sarsour.
And her women's march on their official Twitter said, give money here, don't give it to white people, using that manipulation when it goes right into a Hamas rat hole.
It's a super PAC. And she brags about it.
Kamala Harris, the senator there, there's a 3.5% surcharge on hers, and all of that goes to Act Blue. This is Kamala Harris, which, and believe me, I track what the left is doing. Kamala Harris, they want her to be the next Hillary. They want Senator Harris to be the next candidate. They want her to run, but she is taking this money from Houston victims and directing it towards Act Blue, which is this huge Soros PAC.
And you can see Kamala Harris's arrogance is starting to shine through. She knows that she's been picked by the establishment to be the next Democrat frontrunner for president. Bernie Sanders already failed. They can't try to resurrect that group of people.
Look at this dirtbag. Look at Sarsour.
That'll be a nice little team of Sarsour and Kamala Harris. And that's the amazing thing, too, Jack. They actually think these people will win. That's the craziest part about it. They actually think that Kamala Harris is gonna be able to win. No, people know who Kamala Harris is.
Well, they want to move the goalposts and demoralize us. I think we're so beaten. Some woman that pushes jihad, the overthrow of the country, that swindles money. I mean, that's like Hillary. I guess they thought we were about to reelect her. You gotta swindle flood victim money, whether it's Houston or whether it's Haiti.
Yes, just swindle money from a devastated area.
As long as the city or country has an H in the name.
Is there any way we can get Laura Silsby to just happen to walk across the border with some young children, too? That'd be great.
And then change your name and be running a charity for Democrats Against Guns.
Yeah.
And a lot of this is coming up next week in the trial with Bob Menendez, senator of New Jersey. It's amazing how the mainstream media isn't even talking.
Yeah, you never hear. Just every time you turn around, Democrats are in bed with little kids.
Yeah, Bill de Blasio has an intern that has hundreds of videos and child pornographic images on his computer. That's a direct.
I mean, look, Mendez doesn't look like a pervert or anything.
No, he doesn't look like
him. He's like a Ferengi.
Look at this guy. With Anna Navarro going after him. Yeah,
he's actually an interdimensional spider that chooses the form of that clown to horrify children because it salts the meat.
Would you smash Menendez?
You know why clowns are associated with pedophilia and murder? I already knew this, but I did my research for about an hour this morning. It's in all major anthropology that red nose, red around the eyes, white on the face was gods that you sacrificed children to, and the ancients believed that those were demons they were giving children to. And so archetypally, whether you believe they were aliens or not, it is like an alien that's come here that poses as a clown, as a priest to kill children. Pretty crazy, huh?
I'm not surprised.
I was in Bangor. I was at Stephen King's house. I was trying to go in there. After he wrote the book, he wrote it. He's got the new movie coming out.
Yeah, it's got the resurgence now.
Yeah, Trump blocked him on Twitter, so I went up there and I stood out front of his gate, which he has, of course, a giant gate in front of Stephen King's house.
Oh, yeah, can't have a fence here.
That's a loving gate.
But he's got the giant gate. No, it's a loving, welcoming gate.
Stephen King knows the plan. The running man, he knows what's going on, how they're going to use flu to kill everybody and a vaccine. He knows, but has decided to join it. Very evil person.
No, he wrote that in the 70s. He wrote that in the 70s, The Stand.
Oh, he's an insider.
All of this out there.
He's an insider.
All this out there. And then they blocked him, and he says he doesn't want Trump to go see the new It movie. He doesn't want to see any of this stuff because he's going against Trump. But it's like, wait a minute. Trump talks about the stuff that you wrote about. He gets that stuff out there, but you're just going to be unhinged against him because you don't like him. Craziness.
Well, I think the explanation for that is you've got on both sides of the aisle, you've got people that have, quote unquote, woken up, taken the red pill. So you have the Alex Jones of the world who says, I want to lift the people up. I want to enlighten the people. I'm going to dedicate my life to getting this information to people so that they can be empowered.
Let me tell you something.
The other side of the aisle says,
when he wrote it,
this information, I'm going to keep it to myself.
When he wrote it, no one knew that devil worshippers dress up in clown outfits and torture kids to release endorphins before they drink their blood. No one knew that when he wrote it. We've now confirmed the British royalty do it. It's been in the British news. He needs to be asked, how did he know it? I've been reading his stuff, vampires, all of it. How does he know all that? Just saying. Listen, I'm going to turn this over to you guys right now. I'm going to take one more call that's been holding. We'll go to Elka and Bill and others if you guys want to after. But Josh, thanks for holding from Oregon. You're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, awesome. Hey, so I've got a comment about the hurricane, but real quick, can I give you a little bit of information about General Kelly?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So General Kelly actually endorsed the critical infrastructure designation by Jay Johnson. It was only in one article that I saw, and that was FCW.
Hold on. This is too big, Josh. You've been holding. Critical infrastructure designation for the elections allowed them to federalize it deep state once Trump was elected because they were planning an overthrow and a new emergency election. This is what they do in third world countries. We're going to come back. to Josh. I didn't know this. Give us the source during the break. I believe you. This is big breaking news. Because if that's the case, it shows a real mole's gotten in because he's positioning the overthrow of the president and then already endorsed the COG transfer, which Kelly will be acting president during that emergency. Just like Alexander Haig tried to do, saying, I'm now in charge. I'm now in command. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWar.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Emperor Jones has left the studio. Darth Schroyer has now taken over the broadcast.
I'm joined by Jedi Knight Jack Posobiec. We're going to get back to our caller, Josh. You had a story on General Kelly and some potential collusion with the feds to try to perhaps rig the election. It's okay when Obama says it. Trump's not allowed to say it, though. But before we get to that, I have to tell you about InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of specials going on right now, specifically on the caveman formula. Bone broth is a really trending, hot item right now in nutrition, in powerlifting. And we've got the caveman true paleo bone broth formula right now, 50% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off the caveman formula at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is a limited time offer. Two flavors of caveman, the original chocolate flavor, and we have the new strawberry flavor as well. That one's been out for about a month or so. Take advantage of this special, 50% off. That's a two-for-one deal, 50% off. This is a product that I use, well, every day after I work out. I always make a caveman shake. You know, I do put a banana in there, but after seeing what happened on the college campus, apparently I can't use bananas anymore because that's considered a racist thing to eat a banana. But there's other specials, 57% off Super Male Vitality. I mean, these specials are ridiculous. This is the Labor Day special. 57% off Super Male Vitality, a great product, another product that I use every day. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. I promise that you will find something on that store. The store, I don't know how many items. We should probably do like an item check. We've got hundreds of items at the InfoWars store now. InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to find something that you like. Emergency food, water filters, all types of supplements, hats, T-shirts. It's just truly a great store to fund what we do here at InfoWars, and we are now expanding our broadcast. 10 hours a day next week, we will be live every day. Great guests, great hosts, powerful information, powerful clips, and it's all because of you going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting this broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off Caveman, 57% off Super Male Vitality. Take advantage of all of our specials. All right, guys. So let's get back to our caller, Josh. Do we have the story that he was talking about ready to go? Let's go back to Josh, and I'll have the crew pull up that story. So, Josh, what did you discover with this story, and what do you think the angle is here that Kelly was using?
Well, I know, you know, Trump right now, he's surrounded by mainly, you know, Democrats and generals, which is, you know, kind of unfortunate in some ways. And we all know that McMaster is a, you know, deep state operative, basically. But with Kelly, I've kind of been on the fence with him, but I found this article from June 6th, and it was the only article I saw that even mentioned this, but I'm just going to quote from the article here. It says, Kelly told the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee on June 6th that despite pushback he's received from state and local election officials, as well as, quote, many members of Congress, he would support the designation put in place by predecessor Jay Johnson. So I thought that was pretty shocking when I read that.
Well, I'd like to read it for myself if we could have the crew pull it up here. Because and we'll get Posobiec's take on this, too, because, I mean, it sounds to me like it's just a thing where General Kelly is just kind of going along with what's already been there, and he just decided not to take up this fight. We'll try to get more information on this. In fact, if you guys could actually just print me this story. Jack, what's your first reaction to this?
Just going back to what I saw in terms of the original Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, when he ruled on this, is, number one, I agree with you. So Kelly did not spend enough time at the department to really dig into these issues, to really get into what was going on. So the first thing he did, you know, he was obviously making a lot of choices on southern border wall, making a lot of decisions there. That was the focus on border security on the south. This other stuff that was going on, he didn't really change what was happening in with Department of Homeland Security policy. But at the same time, this ruling that Johnson is putting out, it lays the groundwork from a legal perspective for them to come in from the Department of Homeland Security and essentially federalize our voting systems. Now, the voting systems back in 2012, you and I talked about this almost every day when I would come on the show. We talked about how easy it is to manipulate these electronic voting machines.
Right.
And now they're trying to take that vulnerability and turn it around and say, oh, no, it's the Russians who are attacking the machines based on, like, some blanket, you know, statement that somebody made somewhere, and they could then federalize it. Well, if you're federalizing this electronic voting process, that opens up so many opportunities for disenfranchisement, so many opportunities for just shenanigans that are
going on. And it takes the power away from the states to monitor their own elections.
Yeah, we need to be going the opposite direction with this. The EU, as socialist as the EU is, they tried electronic voting and totally did away with it. They went back to the paper ballots. They said, you know what? There's too much at stake here. There's way too much to get rid of it.
It's ridiculous. Like you said, I mean, there's all these reports. We've been talking about this. It's simple. It's obvious. It's common sense. Yes, this is an electronic machine. It can be hacked. And then you have all these hackers showing how they can do it. All these different news corporations showing you how they can do it.
But I agree with, I think we're both kind of at the same consensus here, where it looks like Kelly just chose not to fight this battle, probably just left it there. We know what the Department of Homeland Security's goal was to try to do with this thing. We know what Jay Johnson was trying to do with this thing. And I'm not sitting here glorifying Kelly or anything. I don't like the fact that he's trying to control information getting to Trump. I'm just trying to call it as I see it. But real quick, and then I want to go back to Josh with his thoughts on this, and then we'll move on to other callers. Because he mentioned McMaster and Kelly. I found it very interesting. Sebastian Gorka, who is no longer in Trump's White House administration, actually spoke highly of McMaster just the other day in an interview with Michael Savage. He, in fact, even said McMaster was a patriot. So I don't know if he's just blowing smoke there, but I just wanted to point that out. I thought that was interesting. And then you also have to mention the fact that Trump has been nothing but high praises of General Kelly. In fact, I even think today Trump tweeted again the high praises for General Kelly. So I'm just putting that out there. But let's go back to Josh. Final comments, Josh. So what do you think the angle here is? What do you think about this story that you discovered?
Well, yeah, I mean, for sure. You know, you've got people, you know, playing, you know, with all the jokes about 40 chess and stuff. It's real, though. I mean, that stuff goes on. You know, there's some serious, thinking that has to go on. And people can't just, broadcast what they're planning on doing all the time. But definitely one quote that he said that definitely concerned me is he said, quote, "We're here to help." And it just reminded me of Ronald Reagan and his famous quote about, the government when they're, coming to help.
Yeah. The three words you don't want to hear, "I'm from the government" or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But,
all right.
Funny that. Oh, sorry.
Well, no, I was going to say thank you for the call. I'm reading the story now and I could definitely see, I mean, when you actually read the story, It is a lot more alarming than when you step back and try to look at it from a farther perspective. But again, you got to understand sometimes. I don't know about this Chase Gunter from FCW. I'm not too familiar with him. I don't know if Jack is, but you know, there's when you write stories like this, you can pick and choose words to try to paint a different picture than may be entirely accurate. So again, I don't know if this is something that Kelly is really fully behind, as this interview kind of alludes to, or if this is just an instance of Kelly just kind of going along with it, because as said in the article, it was supported by Congress. Oh, wow, shocker, the deep state Congress. And it was something that Jay Johnson was already pushing for, and so he just kind of said, okay, yeah, we're just going to go along with it. Is that technically him doubling down, as quoted in this article? I don't know if that's fair to say. What do you think, Jack?
You know, Owen, I wanted to comment on what you said about how the president essentially was praising General Kelly, and Gorka had come out and said McMaster is a patriot. And I would agree with them. I would definitely agree that they are patriots and they are looking to serve their country. However, what people need to understand is under Barack Obama, the General Corps and the Admiral Corps of the Army, the Marines, and the Navy, it was uplifted. The people were promoted through the War College system that only agreed with the Obama agenda, okay? They were taught a certain perspective on how to look at the world, and it was the globalist perspective. So when you were writing your dissertation at the War College, when you were writing your papers, you were doing your research, it all had to include sort of those same buzzwords, the climate change, migration, ISIS isn't really Islamic, all of these different agreements that you had to go along with, and that's how you got higher up and higher up in rank. So to say that they're not patriots, that wouldn't be true. They're patriots. But they view the world greatly differently. They view America's role as being sort of like the spread arms wide blanket of security for the entire globe. And everything that goes on in the world is the purview of the United States. You know, the world police, when is sort of like the phrase that a lot of people use satirically. But that is kind of what it's like. They view America's role as stabilization for Asia Pacific, for Middle East, for Europe, for Russia, for all of this. And when anything goes wrong or anything changes in that system, they then want to push back and get back to the system we had before and think that it's America's responsibility to do so, right? Even if it doesn't directly affect American interests.
Well, and I was actually, many people don't know this, but the national anthem that we sing is only like 20% of the song. It's only one verse of the song. There's actually another verse in the song that says, where there are enemies of freedom, we feel it's our duty to go there and to spread freedom, to manifest freedom around the planet. So maybe that's kind of what you're talking about. I mean, I'm not a warmonger. I'm not an expansionist. I'm just talking about history here.
I'll even throw you another red pill on the anthem. If you go back even further, one of the earlier drafts of that song that Francis Scott Key had written actually was in response to the Barbary Pirates Wars. You know, the Marines, they talk about halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, right? The fighting in Tripoli. So one of the earlier drafts of the national anthem actually included lines about turbans and the crescent moon, because that's who the Barbary Pirates were. It was the Ottoman Empire. It was Muslims.
There you go. A couple history red pills. Talking national anthem with Jack Posobiec.
Right.
I love it. And I just want to say, and then let's go to another caller here, Jack. After reading this story, I just completed it. Another thing crops into my head. This is how my brain works. So Secretary Kelly, I take Brain Force from Infowars.com. So Secretary Kelly, the story says, doubles down. Basically, he supports it, and he says, yeah, okay, we're going to support this. We want to consider this critical infrastructure. We think this is the right thing to do, and we're here to protect voting, basically. So this is so funny to me. If Russia hacked our election, as the narrative they like to put out there, if Russia was trying to infiltrate these voting machines and all of this was going on, well, then why hasn't the Department of Homeland Security made a statement? Why hasn't the Department of Homeland Security that designated this critical infrastructure, why haven't they done an investigation? Where's their reporting?
Are you trying to use reason and critical thinking to talk about what's going on at the Department of Homeland Security? Or, Owen, what is going on here?
You're right. I think I should just take Debbie Wasserman Schultz's word for it.
Yeah, don't. These aren't the servers you're looking for. Move along.
Yeah, yeah. What server that I'm beating with a hammer? What are you talking about? There's no server here.
Don't worry about these Blackberries. Don't worry about this bleep bit.
What IT aide that worked for dozens of Democrats and made millions of dollars that was trying to leave the country and send money to Pakistan? What IT aide? Give me a break. It was Russia. It was Russia. Okay, let's go.
We have no evidence whatsoever, but clearly.
And we're not going to give you the evidence we don't have, so shut up. It was Russia. All right, let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us, Bill.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Can you hear me? All right, so it's good. I love the video of the instant karma for Antifa when you got punched. It was great.
I'm the one who's getting punched in that video.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I watch it.
Yeah, thank you.
Days.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, I'm just calling to say that I think that the reason Nancy Pelosi and all those Looney Tunes, Paul Ryan and everybody came out speaking again, denouncing Antifa, is because they know that this violent overthrow of Trump is coming, and they're doing it to save face.
Yeah, there's definitely an element of that, no doubt. But regardless of what their motives are, it again proves Trump 100% right and shows how it just shows how weak these people really are. I think it really shows how weak they are more than anything. And let's go down Paul Ryan for a second here, Jack. Paul Ryan is now coming out, and Paul Ryan thinks he's the president. So he's going to make the decisions on DACA. He's going to save DACA. He's telling President Trump, we can fix DACA. We can do something about this. That's funny because years ago, Paul Ryan was a guest on Sean Hannity and said that DACA was clearly unconstitutional and, in fact, attacked Barack Obama relentlessly on DACA because it was unconstitutional. This shows you how these people operate, folks. Look, Paul Ryan is such a shill. Paul Ryan is so shallow. Paul Ryan is such a fraud that he's so dumb he doesn't even think, wait a second, in the past, I said DACA was unconstitutional and I attacked it hardcore. No, he doesn't even think like that because he never had a real stance. If you had a real stance and you said that on Sean Hannity, you would come out and you would say, wait a second, in the past, I said this was unconstitutional. I should stand by my guns there. And if I'm going to change my mind, I should address why. No, he doesn't address any of that. He doesn't bring any of that up. He just fights Trump. This is the true nature of these people, Jack. They just do whatever is in the moment, whatever they think is right, whatever they're told is right. No real thought, no real critical thinking, no real concern over the country. Just whatever. Sure. Oh, I said that 8 years ago. Oh, oops. I don't know.
Paul Ryan is the kind of guy. Oh, and he goes around Washington, D.C. Everybody's seen this, as he doesn't walk into a room where he doesn't think he's the smartest person. And he's got his little briefcase, and he opens up and pulls out these, like,
these briefings that he's made with all of his wonderful quote-unquote arguments that are handed to him by, like, Cato Institute and Heritage Foundation, and he just reads it off and smiles that little smile that we all see him with, that little weaselly smile, and thinks, I'm so smart because look at this I've made. I'm so principled. I'm so ideologically conservative, quote-unquote conservative. And he's not actually thinking about the consequences of what he's doing. And to your point, yeah, this wasn't like 10 years ago or something. This was like 3 years ago, maybe not even fully 3 years ago, where he said, no, DACA is unconstitutional. So why not at least have the intellectual integrity to come out and say, you know what, I said it was unconstitutional then, I stand by that statement.
Well, that's the thing. He never even stood by his original statement, and that's the point. These people have no real statements of their own. We're now joined again by Alex Jones, absolutely on fire. What's going on, Alex?
Well, no, I know you got Mike Cernovich very busy shooting a film right now. He's about to pop in, so we're skipping this break. So I'm only going to spend a couple minutes on this and then get these latest updates from Mike Cernovich and, of course, Jack Rusovic and yourself. But I just wanted to point out your video you shot up the other day has 15 million views, 8.5 million on one Facebook, 4 million on another. We just counted it up. It's like almost 15 million views. And it just shows it's not even an edited video. It's just raw 20 minutes. And we totaled up our videos. In just the last week, we've had 40-plus million views. And this is despite all the censorship, everything else that's going on. I mean, just liberty is on fire. And there's another viral video that we didn't shoot that I meant to get to. It's when police states really do police state things. I want to expose it. And that is this latest thing out of Salt Lake City, Utah. You talk about a real police state where the nurse won't violate HIPAA, federal law. You can't take blood from somebody who refuses or who is incapacitated, unconscious. So they arrest her for not following orders. This is a bad cop. This is a police state. So I just wanted to put on screen. It's now 8 million views. Sorry, I guess it's gone up since I looked at it 5 minutes ago. 15 million views total on a video you uploaded a day and a half ago. I mean, it's just, it's not just this. It's everything we're doing is on fire. Posobiec's on fire. Cernovich is on fire. I mean, it's just in fuego, baby, in fuego. But then I saw this viral video this morning, and I meant to get to it. So let's play this and then get Mike Cernovich's take on that, and then everybody else will have comments. But here's the video. Nurse forcibly arrested for not allowing cop to draw blood of unconscious patient. Salt Lake City Tribune, here it is.
Brad, I just putting on speaker so I have the, it says obtaining blood samples for police enforcement from patients suspected to be under the influence. Okay? This was something that you guys agreed to with this hospital. The three things that allow us to do that are if you have an electronic warrant, patient consent, or patient under arrest. And neither of those things, the patient can't consent. He told me repeatedly that he doesn't have a warrant and the patient is not under arrest.
She's just following the law.
How dare she know the law, though? That's the real offense here.
That's all. So
I take it without those in place, I'm not going to.
And
be
that's the hospital's agreement with the cops. Go ahead.
Am I fair to surmise that?
Alex, you're not representing. You're not representing.
And her boss is telling her, don't do it.
Okay. Oh, another thought criminal.
I have no idea why he's blaming me. I'm just representing.
Why are you blaming the messenger?
She's the one that has told me no.
Yeah, but sir, you're making a huge mistake right now.
You're making a huge mistake. Let's hear this.
Okay. No, we're done. We're done. You're under arrest. We're done.
This is retirement. He thinks her following the law is illegal. But that's a bad cop.
Now, where's Antifa on this? Where are all the protests on this?
What the hell is this cop's problem? And then some people say, oh, because it's a white lady, you're upset. I don't care if she's black lady. What color she is? This is crazy.
I have been administration on the way.
I mean, they have to follow federal and state law.
I mean, why would you even treat the woman like this? You know, I mean, this is just, it's just, the tactics are absurd.
Well, Mike Cernovich, what do you make of this insanity?
Yeah, I mean, this has been happening for the militarization of police. This has been happening for years. And, of course, you know, where's Antifa? Where are the rights activists and civil libertarians and everything? They don't really care because they are part and parcel to all of this. So I'm not surprised. I mean, this has been going on for, you know, years and years.
Just like the cops standing down when they follow orders to let Antifa beat people up. Then folks will say, oh, thought you're kissing the cops' butts. No, we don't want to randomly kill cops that have done nothing, like Black Lives Matter. We also don't support cops thinking they're God. Mike?
Well, and for years, we've covered police misconduct, including, you know, shooting dogs. They'll go into the wrong house and they'll shoot your dog, or maybe they've shot dogs that are just behind a fence, mind their own business. There is a problem in America with tyranny. There's always going to be a problem in America with tyranny, and most cops are great. But cops like that guy, that is false arrest and kidnapping. That cop belongs in prison. He should be arrested immediately and sent to prison. There should be
federal. And you hear the hospital administrator saying, "Officer, you're making a big mistake."
Yeah, exactly. And it sounded like he just snapped. He's unfit for the uniform. He needs to go to prison, man. There's no question. What he did there, if you or I or anybody else had done that, we would go to prison for kidnapping. And that is what he did, because he had no lawful authority to do that. He definitely belongs to prison.
I think the real danger here, Alex, is that, and this is the real police state problem that I think we would all agree with, where they put the whole entire police thing over the Constitution, and these cops say, okay, it's more important for us to build our case against this suspected guy who I guess they pulled over DUI or whatever. It's more important for us to break the law, get this sample so that we can have our case, than it is to actually follow the law, obey the Constitution, and treat that woman with dignity.
Well, it's a much bigger violation for him to violate the big general Fourth Amendment. But then we're all screwed.
Now we got
Mueller going after Trump and all this.
And where are all the lawyers? Where are all the good lawyers out there? Where are all the liberal lawyers?
Well, the difference is that's why it's bad to have Antifa and Black Lives Matter randomly shooting cops in the back, because then it makes any real criticism of cops look like them. It's a real polarization. Mike Cernovich?
Matter was designed to bring us to the police state, because for years and years and years, all of us have criticized police misconduct when it does happen. But then Black Lives Matter, they come in and they murder police, and then that makes it so that we don't even want to criticize any police officer anymore, because then we'll think, wait, you're going to loop us in with the terrorists, Black Lives Matter.
Because communists are trying to overthrow the government, starting with the police. Exactly. Now, I appreciate you popping in, and I want to get back up on soon. I know you're making a film right now. But Mike, other tidbits, any breaking news since yesterday?
You know, Jack had that great story about how there are a bunch of Patriot veterans who are, and that is a story.
Yeah, talk about that, both of you. I'm gonna unplug here so you got the last few minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Jack Vasilva can talk about it, you know, in more detail, but I've talked to people about the story as it broke. And there is now Patriot veterans are forming a think tank, a war room, so to speak, online, where they're going to try to figure out ways to combat the deep state coup going on right now. And that's for you, Jack. That's your story, of course.
Yeah, I know, Mike. I appreciate that. And it's great because I know you and I have been talking to some of the same people here in D.C. This actually goes up to a lot higher levels of people that were previously in the administration up until very recently, if that kind of gives a few clues out there. A lot of this could come publicly very, very soon, but I was given approval to bring it out today, to write it up. They knew I was going to come on the show today, Alex, and that I wanted to get it out to the InfoWars audience to let people know. And I can even just say, in the hour since I first mentioned this, I've had probably over 100 messages through Twitter and email saying, hey, I want to be part of this. I see the exact same thing that's going on. I'm a patriot. You're 100% right. How can I help?
All right, Jack, I don't know if we still have Cernovich on with us or not, but I was waiting for his response. We're in the final minutes of the show here.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Mike.
No, definitely. People, there's an active underground community of patriots in America who do want to fight back and do want to fight deep state. There's also going to be a lot of stuff going on in the midterm elections. I mean, in fact, you know, I can't go into too much detail for OPSEC, but I mean, I personally have been in discussions with special operations veterans on ways to employ totally legal and lawful protest techniques for activism.
Well, there's no doubt that the globalists want to bring in a police state. We've been calling that out for years, and Mike Cernovich is probably onto something. Using BLM, using Antifa, using all this domestic violence to get the patriots that make the difference in this country to actually get behind it. Thanks, Jack Posobiec. Thanks, Mike Cernovich. Alex Jones, great as usual. This has been Owen Schroyer. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting